It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Nathan Sykes. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Free Radio. Thanks for popping in. And got to start off by saying congratulations, by the way. The show in the USA, New York City, sold out in 10 minutes. That's incredible.
Yeah. I couldn't quite believe it. Like my mum rang me. She went, Nathan, I think there's a problem with the site. I think there's a problem with the site. And I was like, why? What's happened? She was like, no one can get tickets. And I was like, Oh, that's odd. So of course, I made a few calls, and I was like, "What's happened here? The site's not selling tickets anymore." They went, "Yeah, it's sold out." And I was like, oh, "Get out! It's sold out." I was like, oh, "All right, cool."
It is an incredible turn of events over the last few months. Obviously, you know, people will know you from The Wanted, but you've really started to establish yourself as a solo artist now. That must be nice for you to be able to break away and showcase, you know, just your own solo talents.
Yeah, it's been a bit of like a reintroduction to me as such. I think, obviously, people may or may not know me as like the short, quiet one from The Wanted, and like the young one. So I got called quite a lot. It's like, there's not really much of a description, is it? It's like, oh, there's the tall, handsome one. There's the womanizer, like, and the young one. I was like, oh, great, cheers. The only one that's probably factually correct. I think it's nice that people are getting to see this side of me and getting to hear what 100% of me, I suppose, for the first time.
Is it? I know it's been a few years now since obviously The Wanted went their separate ways. Yeah. But is it weird for you now doing the solo stuff? Do you like miss being on stage with the boys, or
no,
is it just a new thing for you?
No, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I go around with an 8-piece band, so like their energy is just absolutely incredible. Obviously, if you make a mistake, you can't just hope that people didn't see it and they were looking at someone else. But I'm honestly, I'm absolutely loving it, and I'm really happy doing it.
Mm. And is it nice for you almost to be able to, you know, do this different thing of your own, just to show off that you know it is all you now. It is all focused on you.
Well, I'm loving it, and also I got to write the whole album as well, apart from a track that Diane Warren wrote, which is amazing. So like I've got to work with some absolutely incredible people on my debut album. I've got to work with Babyface and Diane Warren. I've got Harmony Samuels is the executive producer of the album. I've got to work with these guys called London Noise from just outside of London, who are really up and coming and just absolutely incredible. I think people are starting to see like the songwriting side of me as well as the vocal side. And to be fair, like I didn't quite know what I was capable of vocally, because obviously when you're in a band, you sing parts of songs, and normally you just end up singing the bits that you know you can sing well. So you don't really end up testing yourself too much. So you're forever in your safe zone vocally. So I think for the first time, I was really testing myself and really like seeing what my limits were. And every time I went in the studio, I was just finding new things that I could do. And I was like, wow, I didn't realise I could do this.
And I remember speaking to you a few weeks ago when you were first, you know, starting out and doing this solo stuff. And you were saying how much more fun it is for you to be, like you say, involved in every step of the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Because obviously when you're in a band, you're like, you're 20% of the band. So like I'd write like two songs for the album. And it's obviously great that they normally ended up being singles. But now, obviously, writing the whole album, you're writing all different sides of it. So, like, I'd been in the studio one day just absolutely pouring my heart out. And it's strange kind of putting so much emotion into an album, but it's been so refreshing.
I like the fact I read about you recently that you were saying when you were in The Wanted, everyone was saying, like, when are you guys going to, like, take a break or do your own solo thing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, as soon as that happened, everyone's like, so when's the reunion happening? You're like, well, let's get somewhere on different stuff now.
Yeah, and they're asking that before my debut single's even been released. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, really. But you know what? On the flip side of that, the reaction to the song has been absolutely incredible, and people are really, really enjoying it. And I think a lot of people are just enjoying the song and not realizing that I'm singing it, which is great. They're like, oh, that Kiss Me Quick song's really good. And they're like, who sings that? It's like, oh, no, that's me. And they're like, get out. You're just a short kid from Gloucester. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So it's fun that people are enjoying the music without necessarily knowing that it is the little one from The Wanted, even though I wasn't actually the shortest, ironically.
Now, talking about Kiss Me Quick, I read somewhere, is this right that this song was sort of inspired by you not being great at flirting?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened there?
Oh, I'm just a terrible flirt. and the problem with that is I can't even rely on my face. So that's obviously a bit of an issue. Can't flirt, can't rely on my face, so I haven't really got much going for me. So that was kind of the topic of conversation in the studio. So we just wrote a song that can flirt for me. And I think it's quite a flirty song. It's quite playful and a bit cheeky. And I'm not even asking for a snog. I'm just asking for a cheeky little kiss.
We all want one of those.
Well, I'm just being polite. Yeah, just being a gentleman, really. So, that's how it came around.
So you don't have any like set chat up lines that you use or anything like that when you're out and about, or are you just too nervous to try and attempt
absolutely
them?
Absolutely not. No. There's absolutely no.
Would you like, not that I have like this big pleasure of them, but would you like one that is one of my personal favourites?
I'd love to hear it.
It works well, actually, because you're wearing a nice T-shirt. So you go, what do you reckon this T-shirt's made out of? And you get them to feel it and they go, oh, I don't know, cotton? And you go, no, that's boyfriend material, that is.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Does that not appeal to you?
No.
No, okay, fair enough. Let's move on. I wouldn't assume that you would struggle per se with women, though, because I've seen on Twitter the way that your fans talk to you. They really don't beat about the bush sometimes when
filthy.
They tweet you. Yeah.
Filthy.
I take it you've seen these then, that you can't just miss
them. I take it their mothers haven't. Let's just put it that way. And it's like, what? Yeah, you know what? Like, seeing the way they talk to me is making me a very, very potentially protective future father. Don't worry, I haven't got anyone pregnant or anything, but I'm just saying that when one day when I am a father, I'm going to be a nightmare. I'm like, you're not going on Twitter.
You're not. What? You're on no social media whatsoever until you're like 18.
I've seen the way that I got spoken to. Foul.
Well, I saw this and I thought it's a very brave move for you to go on Snapchat as a result, because we all know what happens on there, and now your fans are saying all these sorts of things.
Well, I have. I've been quite good, and I've put it so I can snap everyone, but I don't think everyone can snap me.
Smart move.
I think just on my conscience, so that I don't, because that was why I didn't want to go on Snapchat for a while, because obviously it has got a reputation, really, isn't it? Of just being just a tool. but obviously there is a great side of Snapchat where you can interact with people on a daily basis and let any fans of you like know what you're doing every day. So I've been doing this thing called Psych Secret Shows. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like people nominate their friends who they think are really great fans, and to be able to come to a secret show, and we like put on a dinner and everyone gets in like the nice frock on and stuff. But then I've obviously been traveling around the country hand delivering some of the invitations just because why not? So obviously it's been cool to be able to share that with them on Snapchat. And this morning I knocked on this girl's door. I was in Gloucester, and she went, I thought that was my front door that you were walking towards. I just saw it on Snapchat and I was like, yeah, I bet that was a bit creepy. Just being like, yeah, this guy's
that looks like where I live. Yeah.